Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's December 17th and 18th, depending on when you're listening to this, so 1 week before Christmas, so hopefully nobody is getting stressed out over shopping and so forth. 2 weeks ago, we had Liz Durant on the show, and she gave out some wonderful tips of how to deal with holiday stress through a combination of perhaps saying yes to a few less commitments. So a lot of us have trouble saying no. So the way she puts it is say yes to a few less things to do. That's number one. Number two, getting your rest, continuing to work out during the holiday season, deconnect a little bit from technology, and of course, you know, overall fitness. So Liz did a great job. Last week's show, we had Dr. Randy Tillman on, and Randy was really trying to educate people on the importance of flossing. Unfortunately, we had these headlines a couple months ago, which seemed to indicate, you know, that flossing wasn't effective when in fact it is. The way I think she summarized it best by saying that because the way you have to prove scientific efficacy, you need a control group. And obviously, you don't want a bunch of human beings saying, you know, don't floss for a year, and then compare those with, you know, people that have flossed for a year. And same way, you can't really have a control group with a parachute. You don't want people jumping out of a plane without a parachute versus a parachute. But we know flossing works. So Randy did a great job there. But this weekend, December 17th and 18th, I have Megan Quinn from the Palace Theater on. And Megan, watching a beautiful performance of Christmas Carol will be one way to reduce stress, correct?
100%. Yes, definitely.
I love it. So, but let's start off a little bit. In the spirit of transparency, long ago, I was on the Palace Theater board for many years.
Oh.
And with Dr. Syl Dupuy, and when we were rejuvenating it and doing a lot of the fundraising. And we've had other Delta Dental people on the board or the advisory council. We've had Kathy Walker and Connie Roy Jakowski. So I definitely have a warm spot for the Palace Theater. And I know, obviously, Peter, the executive director for many years, still leading the charge, correct?
He is. He's there.
So tell us how you got involved and what your background is with the Palace.
Sure. So actually 9 years ago, I was a performer. I lived down in Portsmouth. I had a friend up here who was doing theater at the Palace, and she said, hey, we're doing a Christmas Carol. We need some more people. Do you want to come and audition? And so I did, and I was in Christmas Carol that year, and gradually I did more and more shows up at the theater. The company manager who was here left and actually moved down to Florida to be near her family. So that position was open, and I wanted that position, and I was lucky enough to get that. This is my fifth year as company manager, and this is my ninth Christmas Carol.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And the Palace Theater website is palacetheaterre.org.
Correct.
And the phone number?
603-668-5588.
And when this show airs, there'll be about six show remaining, and we'll circle back to the Christmas Carol because I want you to kind of give a synopsis of it. But
sure.
But the Palace has had some really terrific shows, the Les Mis and so forth. So tell us about some of the notable Palace events that have occurred.
I mean, we have a full every year. We produce our own musicals. About six or seven a year. So we've done shows like last year we did Billy Elliot, Singing in the Rain, Rock of Ages, which sold incredibly well, which was so fun. We do Christmas Carol every year. We also bring in acts as well. For example, for New Year's this year, we'll have Recycled Percussion coming back again, which is an awesome show that they do for the new year for us. We've brought in comedians like Kathy Griffin. We have Blues Traveler this summer, so we get to bring in acts as well as produce musicals. We also have an enormous youth program, which we are very, very proud of. I'm actually also the youth theater administrator, so I get to work with the kids as well as the professional actors.
And you've had Hairspray and Sister Act.
Yeah, and we're actually doing Hairspray again this year. It's been 5 years since we've done it, and we are bringing that back again.
Now, the mission of the Palace Theater Trust is to enrich the region's cultural life and serve as a community resource through its stewardship of the historical Palace Theater. And we'll get into the history of the Palace Theater. So from the youth perspective, tell us your involvement, how you lead that.
Yeah, definitely. So I am the administrator. Essentially, my job is to make sure everyone's in the right place, and the parents, if they have questions, they get answers. But the program itself is amazing. We have Palace Youth Theater, which is kids ages 8 to 18. We do about 6 shows a year for that. Right now, we are rehearsing for The Lion King Jr., as well as Les Miserables School Edition. So they're the junior versions of the shows that the kids do, ages 8 to 18. We also, in addition, for the kids who are a little more serious about doing theater, we have 2 companies. One is called the Youth Apprentice Company, and one is Palace Teen Company. So those are for the older kids who really are thinking about possibly doing theater as a profession, or going to do that in college or when they get older. So that's more, they put on a show, but in addition, they get dance classes and they have workshops about how to audition and things like that. So there's a lot to offer, and we are lucky enough to have over 500 kids every year who come through the program.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So let's switch back to the Christmas Carol. Of course,
sure.
It's based on the Charles Dickens classic story of Scrooge and Tiny Tim. And tickets range from $25 to $45. Mm-hmm. And the group sales number is 668-5588, extension 127. And the website is palacetheater.org. So tell us a little bit about, is it the traditional story? And tell us about that.
So about, I'd say, I think it was 15 years ago, our now artistic director, Carl Rajot, just came in to the palace. And the first thing that he was, you know, one of his first jobs was to create this new kind of Christmas Carol, because they had done a Christmas Carol on the stage for years before that, but it was the play version. It was, you know, based right off of Charles Dickens' words. And it was a little bit dark. It was a little bit scary. You know, the book itself is, you know, with Christmas future and all the, you know, the gravestones and stuff, it can be a little scary for little kids. So the goal for Carl was to add music, add dancing, make it more of put a happy spin on a Christmas Carol, make it something that, you know, people could go to and escape for a couple of hours during the holiday season. So he did that. In 2013, we were lucky enough to get new arrangements and all new music from a local person named Joel Mercier. So we have all original music in the show now, which is amazing. Joel also actually used to play Mr. Fezziwig in the show, so he was very familiar with what Carl wanted.
I didn't realize that. Wow.
Yeah, so Joel is actually my Mr. Fezziwig. I was Mrs. Fezziwig with him for about 3 or 4 years.
Oh, cool.
Yep. And then Joel, clearly knowing Carl, knowing the show, was able to write all this awesome underscoring that goes exactly with what we wanted for the show. He was able to write all these fantastic songs that went with the feeling of what our show is. And what we ended up with was just this really bright, happy 2-hour escape of a show, which I think is exactly what people need this time of year.
And that gets back to the stress reduction, right?
Oh, yeah.
So as people listen to this, on Saturday, December 17th, we have shows at 2 and 7:30, and Sunday the 18th, 2 o'clock, and Tuesday the 20th at 7:30, and then Wednesday the 21st at 7:30, Thursday, December 22nd at 7:30, and the last one would be Friday, December 23rd at 7:30.
Yep, so the whole week leading up, right until the day before Christmas Eve, we have shows going on, so bring everyone you know.
668-5588 is the number, or the website Palace Theater. Again, that's spelled theater with an R-E at the end, .org. Mm. So in terms of the actors and actresses, are they exhausted by you, since you did it? I mean, by the end, are you kind of like, I've always wanted to ask this, like, how do you get energized, you know, by you've done it now? This is like the 7th one. Like, and you have to remember that the audience, this is their first time watching it. So how do you make it fresh in your own bodies?
The other thing that's very interesting about Christmas Carol is that this is one show where we have, I think, 9 or 10 a.m. school shows as well. So for an actor to be doing a full show at 10 a.m., it can be a struggle. But when you see the curtain come up and there are literally 800 kids who are out there who are so, like, enthralled by what's going on, and you think to yourself, this could be the first time one of these kids has ever seen theater. What would you, you know, and then you remember the first time you saw theater and what that meant to you. It really does push us to kind of want to be the best that we can be for every production. In addition to the actors that we have, the professionals, we also have four separate teams of youth that we hire, so or that audition and that we cast in the show. So there are about 140 kids that are in the show as well, and it's their Christmas tradition at this point too. So we, you know, those kids actually energize us so much more than, you know, you would think, because you see them looking at all the professionals out there dancing and singing and how much they are so excited to be a part of that with us. And it kind of is what pushes us to keep going and make it a memorable experience for everyone.
So when the last one is done on Friday, December 23rd, so whatever, 10 o'clock at night, do you guys all go out and say, you know, kind of review the many shows that you've done? Or how does it conclude for you all?
For the last show, usually people, you know, we do hire from New York, so people are very anxious to get back home or get wherever they're going. So they're on buses and in cars and on planes and stuff like that. But the cast actually does make it a tradition every Christmas Carol. Myself and Jessica Morrill, who is the costumer, who is the assistant to the director, and is also in the show, we do a Secret Santa. So every Saturday, the entire cast gets together and, you know, we play our little Secret Santa game, and we make that a tradition as well. So we definitely get together and bond. It's not just like we do a show and then separate. We hang out. And the point that Carl always tries to put across for every show, especially Christmas Carol, is that he wants people to leave making friends and having great memories. And when we hire, especially for Christmas Carol, we tend to hire people who have either worked here before or who we know are genuinely nice people, because those are the people you want around for the holidays. You know, obviously they're talented, but they're also just genuinely nice people who love kids, who love the holidays, and who are just want to put on a good show for everybody.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So there will be about six shows remaining when people are listening to this. Again, the website is palacetheater.org, and tickets range from $25 to $45, or you can call 668-5588. We'll return after commercial break with more of the Palace Theater and Megan Quinn. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm with me this weekend is Megan Quinn, who is the company manager and new theater administrator at the Palace Theater. And again, as I mentioned, long ago when I moved to New Hampshire in 1995, Dr. Silvio Dupuy, who we'll reference momentarily when we talk about the history of the Palace Theater, encouraged me to join the Palace Theater board. And I didn't realize at the time that really the Palace Theater has been rejuvenated, you know, a couple times. It actually opened in 1915 in terms of vaudeville, and it's had its dark periods here and there. It was rejuvenated back in 1974 when it celebrated another opening night, and it's had some other issues, which Megan can talk about. But it's fabulous. It's a jewel. Right here in Manchester, and I love it. I go to many shows. For my running friends, if you're listening to this on December 17th or 18th, the last of the trifecta of the Jingle Bell Arthritis runs is in Concord. We've had the one in Freeport, and then we had the one in Portsmouth last weekend. And this weekend at 10 o'clock, it will be at on Sunday the 18th, will be in Runlet in Concord, and that's a fundraiser for arthritis. So back to Megan in the Palace Theater. So as I said, it is a real jewel that we have this. And when you started to work for the Palace Theater, did you kind of learn the sort of its long history and the fact that Dr. Silvio Dupuy is still, you know, really involved, and when he was mayor, he really spearheaded a campaign to restore it to its original glory?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, the longer I'm here, the more, obviously, I learn about the theater itself. I do know that a couple of years ago, we celebrated our centennial. So this year in April, the theater will be 102 years old, which is absolutely insane and incredible. I did meet Syl like right away when I started working here, who, you know, comes in and checks in on the board and is very present at the theater, comes to see every show, is so wonderful. And I know that a few decades ago, I guess now, he actually was the one that came in and basically saved the theater and brought it back to life. So we are so appreciative of him and everything that he's done for the Palace. It did start off, there were silent movies. At one point, they had performers come in like Bob Hope and Harry Houdini. At one point, also back in the 30s, they showed X-rated movies, which is scandalous, I know.
Too funny.
But I believe there was a fire.
Yep.
Yeah. And so obviously we kind of almost had to start from scratch. And Silvio Dupuy was such a huge part of that, bringing everything back together and bringing it to be the theater that I know now. Now in 2016.
It's survived all that, and it's really flourishing. Peter Ramsey is your executive director.
Correct.
The fire was in 1984.
Okay.
And then in December of 1980, you actually had 70,000 gallons of water poured down over the balcony.
That's so not a good thing.
Not a good thing.
No.
But we've survived all that. It's thriving.
Yeah, and actually in 2012, we won an award. Our artistic director went out to California. We won the best, most outstanding historic theater in America for the year, which is just amazing. Most of the places that win that are huge, like 1,200, 1,500 seat houses. So for our theater to win that kind of prestigious honor is a huge thing. We're very proud of that.
It should be.
Yeah.
It's just great. I mean, to have that type of theater. And people don't realize, too, that the Palace Theater in Manchester is actually fashioned after its namesake in New York City.
Yes.
It's much larger in New York City, but ours looks very similar. So back to the Christmas Carol. So tell us, obviously, the actors and actresses, there needs to be a lot of costumes and so forth. So how do you make that work? Because I know both with my work at the Palace Theater and then later when I was on the board at the Capitol Center of the Arts, I know the costs of putting on performance are, you know, oftentimes the tickets don't nearly pay for the actual cost of the production, and you need corporations and others to sponsor and be benefactors. So how do you make it all work together, Megan?
Sponsors are a huge part. Ticket sales, you know, our marketing department needs to push. Christmas Carol actually makes about a third of what we need for our budget every year. So it's a huge, huge show for us. But everything that you see in the show is something that we, you know, built from the ground up here at the Palace. The costumes, our costume designer, Jessica Morrell, has done wonders with them. For a show like Christmas Carol, since we do it every year, we have the opportunity to either, you know, change a couple of things here and there, or bedazzle something here, or add to a costume over there every year, which is really lovely. A few years ago, the theater actually had the opportunity to bring a version of A Christmas Carol on tour. So we had A Christmas Carol at the Palace and A Christmas Carol going around the country, which afforded us the opportunity to buy a lot of new, beautiful costumes, which you will see. So if you haven't been to see A Christmas Carol in a few years and you come back, you will notice just the most gorgeous Victorian costumes that are in the show now. They're really stunning. But that all happens in-house. We have our costume designer, and she has her assistant, Emily, who is also wonderful. But between the two of them, they do it all costume-wise, which is really incredible, including all the kids.
And make it work. And I think I just put a big shout-out to my fellow CEOs of corporations that want to support art. I mean, there's no better way to support the art than the Palace Theater, and art is so important to civilized society. So not only tickets for the Christmas Carol, but if people want to get subscriptions and so forth and membership, they can call that number 668-5588. Awesome.
Yep.
So here you are, you're in the middle of the season and you're sort of responsible for all of these shows are already underway. So how do you get all the things that you need to get done in your own life done? I mean, are you putting your life on hold from December 9th?
Let's just say I have a lot of laundry at my house right now, and my dog feels very neglected.
I actually thought so. So what not to do inside baseball, but what is like an example of something that might go wrong on you, but the audience doesn't know about it, but you somehow smooth it out?
Interestingly enough, just the other day, we had one of our kids who plays the turkey boy miss his cue, and he was not out there. So Scrooge was calling out to the turkey boy, and the turkey boy was not there. So our Scrooge, who we actually have two Scrooges, which is interesting. This one was played by Mark Nichols. They alternate every night. He summarized what he would have said had the turkey boy been there. He said, "I'm going to find a boy, and I'm going to tell that boy to fetch me the finest turkey." And, you know, if you hadn't been to the show before, I honestly don't think you would have known. And then the turkey boy came out for his next cue, and on we went. But that's the magic of live theater. You never know what's going to happen.
Wow, that's that's terrific, yep. You know, on the fly. Now, you also, so all of these actors are professional actors.
Correct, right? Yep.
That's awesome. And there's a live orchestra?
There is a live orchestra, and our music director is actually the person who wrote the show, Joel Mercier, who wrote the music for the show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of the familiar music that people are used to. So
you'll definitely hear a lot of traditional carols, especially in the beginning of the show, that are kind of like rearranged by Joel. But then he also wrote just full original songs. So, for example, not because I'm Mrs. Fezziwig, but there's a fantastic song in the Fezziwig's Ball, which is just so fun. It's a big dance number. There's a whole section where there's mugography, where the boys kind of do like a whole clinking section with their mugs, which is very fun. And that was the kind of thing that was amazing to have somebody in-house writing the music for us, because our director, Carl, could say, "Okay, I need about 8 bars here where they're going to clink mugs." And Joel said, "Okay." And it happened. And you don't get to do that, you know, for any kind of show. So it's a very special thing. But the music that he wrote is beautiful. Belle, who is Ebenezer's, you know, lost love when he was young, has a gorgeous song that she sings that Joel wrote. So there's definitely music that's familiar, but also music that's brand new, which is beautiful.
That's a great combination, because I know people do expect some of the traditional stuff, but
yep.
Also kind of, you know, some new stuff. So that's awesome. And, of course, you have been voted the best live production and best theater event of the year by the Hippo
yes.
magazine. So that's pretty impressive. So, again, the tickets range between $25 to $45. The shows go on through Friday, December 23rd. The phone number you can reach Megan or anybody else, it's 668-5588. And the theater is, the website is palacetheater.org. So as you look ahead to 2017 and 18, I know my involvement with the Palace and the Capitol Center of the Arts, you're actually looking 2 or 3 years out. What are some of the exciting things that that are in your head or the board's head in terms of the theater?
Well, we are currently working on our new season. Nothing is official as far as rights or anything, so it can't be announced quite yet. But we do have some great stuff going on just for the rest of this season. Like I said before, Recycled Percussion is coming in. They come in every year for us, and they'll be there for a New Year's Eve party, which is wonderful. We have a ton of tribute bands coming up, a Michael Jackson band, a Van Morrison, a Beatles. Our youth program runs strong all the way through June. And then as far as our professional shows, we have Smokey Joe's Cafe, which is in January and February of 2017, which is such a fun show with like great music from the 50s and 60s, wonderful singers. We're bringing in some fantastic people from New York for that. We also have Hairspray coming up, which we did 5 years ago, which we're bringing back. And you will have hopefully seen Hairspray live, which is had just been on TV. And hopefully that will get you to want to come and see it live in the theater. After that, we have Saturday Night Fever, based on the movie, I'm sure you know. And then the last show of our professional season is Million Dollar Quartet. Please look that up. It doesn't sound like a familiar title, but it's got Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley, and it's just a really fun show. If anyone saw Buddy Holly when we did that last year, it's very similar to that kind of feel. There's only like, it's a very small cast. They all play the roles of Elvis, Johnny Cash, people like that, and it's definitely worth seeing, and that's coming up in June.
Buddy Holly, that was amazing.
Yeah.
So I want to put a shout out to you, Megan, and also give my best to Peter Ramsey,
yes,
and of course
certainly.
The board, because for to bring all these professional performances and things like the Christmas Carol to a local theater takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of fundraising. The tickets don't represent all the costs of the production, so it'd be great to get some additional sponsorships as well as group, you know, subscriptions and so forth. And Megan, I look forward to seeing you at the Christmas Carol.
Yay.
And again, the phone number is 668-5588, and the website is palacetheater.org, and we have shows all the way through December 23rd. Megan, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you for having
me. And get some rest after December 23rd.
I'm going to try.
Awesome. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.